Hola, ¿cómo están? Bien. Entonces voy a predicar en español. I'm going to preach in Spanish now. Well, English is not my native language, so I hope you can understand my message, even with my strong Latino accent. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to be with you today. My name is Flavio. I'm from Monterrey, Mexico. And I have... Oh, we have here... Yes. And I have been living in San Antonio for 8 years. I'm an assistant minister for the Spanish-speaking congregation of Oak Hills. And frankly, I never imagined I would be standing here at this pulpit ministering to this beautiful congregation at Oak Hill Church. And I'm not saying this just because I'm sharing the Word of God, but because 20 years ago, I did not enjoy being around Christians. I don't like Christians. In those years, of course. When I read the Holy Scriptures about the life of Paul who persecuted the Christians, I feel I could identify with him. Not that I was persecuting Christians, but I have no need for them in my life. And even I will joke about them. However, as Pablo, as Paul, on his way to Damascus to persecute a Christian who had been confronted by Jesus and his life was transformed, Jesus transformed my life also. We have an almighty, an all-powerful God, and he specializes in transforming lives. We must remember that we are a creation in the hands of our loving God, in whom we can find hope and guidance day to day to reach our purpose for living. And this goal is to be like his son, Jesus Christ. Since the beginning of creation, God made us in his image and likeness. Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." However, sin has stolen that image in which we could see our reflection. The world around us is alluring us to search for our identity apart from what God wishes. This reminds me of a story I read. One day a shepherd found a poor lion cub lost in the woods crying for his mother. He felt sorry for him. He carried him home and placed him in the stable with his flock of sheep. The young lion grew up among the flock of sheep. Several years passed, and there with the flock of sheep roamed a huge lion behaving exactly like a sheep. The sheep lion bleated instead of roaring and ate grass instead of meat. This vegetarian lion acted exactly like a weak, meek lamb. One day, another lion stole out of the forest onto the green pasture and to his great delight saw this flock of sheep. Thrilled with joy and starving to death, the great lion pursued the flock of sheep when, with amazement, he saw a huge lion running at top speed ahead of the sheep. The older lion paused for a moment, scratched his head, and ponder within himself. I can understand the sheep flying away from me, but I cannot imagine why this lion should run at the side of me. This lion interests me. Ignoring his hunger, he raced hard and pounced upon the escaping lion. The sheep lion fainted with fear. The big lion was puzzled more than ever and slapped the sheep lion out of his daze. In a deep voice, he rebuked, "What's the matter with you? Why do you run from me, my brother?" The sheep lion closed his eyes and said, "Please let me go. Don't kill me. I'm just a little sheep." "Oh, now I see why you're bleeding." The big lion pondered again, and a great idea flashed upon him. He caught the sheep lion by the mane with his mighty jaws and dragged him toward a lake at the end of the pasture. When the big lion reached the shore of the lake, he pushed the sheep lion's head so that it was reflected in the water. He began to shake the sheep lion, who still had his eyes tightly closed, saying, "Open your eyes. Look, you're not a sheep. Open your eyes." "Meh, meh, meh. Please don't kill me. Don't kill me. Let me go. I'm only a poor, meek sheep." The big lion gave the sheep lion a terrible shake. The sheep lion opened his eyes and was astonished to find that the reflection of his head was not as he expected. "Whoa, I'm not a sheep," he said. "I'm like you." "Yes, that is right," said the big lion. "You are like me. From now on, you must roar instead of bleating." The sheep lion tried to roar, and little by little, the sheep lion began to roar as the big lion. Then the young lion thanked the old lion. And the old lion said, "The only thing I have done is show you who you really are. Remember, you were born to reign and not to be dominated by the circumstances surrounding you." This story shows how most of us, though made in the all-powerful image of our God, have been born and molded by the world of Satan and his values, and raised in the sheepfold of mortal weakness. We bleed fear and death instead of roaring. In this material world, we are valued for what we possess. If you have a grand and luxurious house, you are a person of value. If you have many followers on Facebook or TikTok, then you're important. And sadly, when our goals are of material values and worldly fame, we begin a superficial life that only produces emptiness in our heart. We begin to live by the expectation of the world, and we drift in this world without our true identity. You know something? You may have great worldly success, but fail to live within God's will. The greatest failure, and I'm going to repeat this, the greatest failure is to have success in something that puts you apart from having complete communion with God. Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads you to death." And brothers and sisters, do you know something? This happened to me. I had success. I had success, fame, as a young singing idol, an actor in Mexico and Latin America, wrapped in the surroundings to fulfill the expectation of the world. I found myself lost. Lost, and I felt a deep emptiness that separated me from God. Fame, fortune, and the applauses immediately overwhelmed me. And at first, this was not what I was looking for. Matter of fact, to be a singer was my father's dream. This was something that he never achieved, and he pushed me into that life. So I was entered into a very famous competition called Juguemos a Cantar in Mexico, similar to American Idol for kids. This was a dream among all kids in Mexico to be able to participate. I won the competition, and as the young lion in the story, at 12 years old, my perspective in life was transformed as my goal was to pursue what show business invited me to: money, applauses, fame, to have a good body. I'm not saying that I have a good body right now. I'm talking about all those days, okay? Hey, I want to clarify because, yes. In 1990, I signed a contract with Sony Music, and my songs began to fill the radio playlists, and my career as teen idol began to grow, not only in Mexico, but in South America and Spain. I started to change my look and dress with expensive clothes, including Versace shirts that at that time cost me $1,500 per shirt. That's a lot. In 1993, I began my acting career as one of the main characters in a famous youth soap opera called Agujetas Color de Rosa, Pink Shoelaces in English. After completing that novella, I was invited to act in another youth soap opera called Confidente de Secundaria. In English would be High School Confidant, turning me into one of the most popular young Hispanic artists of the 90s. Nevertheless, as my fame grew, the sadness in my heart increased also. And this caused me a lot of confusion, because I thought to myself, if I have all the fame and money, popularity that any young person desired to have, then why was I feeling so empty? I could buy any car I desired. The women were after me. I had a six-pack abs. Had in the past, okay? I could go to any five-star restaurant or trendy nightclub and have the best reserved seating. I won gold records and many recognitions. But why? But why was I feeling unsatisfied with myself? After many concert tours in different cities and passing lonely nights, very lonely nights in hotel bedrooms, suddenly one night I woke up in panic attack and asked myself, where am I? What am I doing here? I walked around the lonely room depressed. I went to the bathroom and splashed water on my face, and looking in the mirror, I asked that image in the mirror, who are you? Who are you? Then I realized that the face I saw in the mirror was someone I did not recognize, because I didn't like that man with an inflated ego, vain, pretentious, and insecure. And how ironic, because many fans wanted to have what I had. But I was exhausted of pretending to be this teen idol that was killing me inside. But you know what? All things work together for good according to God's purpose. All things. All things. One day, I told my manager that I needed another personal assistant because the one I had was always drinking. And I will not tolerate that. After firing him, a few days later, a young man in a suit and a Bible under his arm knocked on my door. I thought with dismay, he's trying to sell me a Bible. But he was not selling Bibles. He said he was my new personal assistant. Oh no, a Christian. I wasn't a big fan of Christians. But I have no option but to hire him. The only thing that worried me is that my assistant always had the Bible under his arm. And I did not want my fans to think he was an hallelujah guy. And the first time we traveled together, I was to meet him at the airport. I was thinking, I hope he won't have his Bible with him. How embarrassing would that be? And as I made my grand entry to the airport, where my fans were waiting for me for autographs and photos, I could hear his voice calling out to me. And as I look up to find him in the crowd, he had his arm raised high with his Bible and waving and shouting, "Flavio, Flavio, I'm over here." At first, I felt embarrassed about that sin. But over time, I realized that holding up that Bible signifies something deeper. "Flavio, I'm over here. Come. Follow me. Follow me." But you know what? With time, I began to see virtues in my assistant that parted him from the rest of the people in show business. He was very respectful and respectable. He was very humble. But most of all, he embodied peace. And that peace will radiate to others around him, including me. And this conflicted me because why could my assistant could walk through life in peace and with security and me? I had all the world could offer. Fame, money, women. And this assistant had no material wealth. A little chubby. Not very good looking. He had nothing in comparison to me. Then I realized that I was the one that had nothing. Because when you don't have Jesus in your life, you are missing out on what he can offer you. I also realized that peace and security my assistant had was offered in that book he always carried with him. One day I decided secretly to read the Bible. And one day I visit a Christian church. I visit a Christian church, and what happened to Paul on his way to Damascus? To change his perspective on life, I also had that epiphany and decided to change my life and surrender my heart to Jesus. I understood what Jesus said. Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. I understood that what is important to the world is not necessarily important to God. 1 John 2:16, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. I understood that I didn't need much to be valued by God, by Jesus. I understood that although I belittled the church, God loved me first, and He continues to love me. Today, I have the blessing to have a beautiful family. And the opportunity to preach here with you. And changing my priorities and what was valuable to me. Now, I express the same words of Paul. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Amen. God places people in our lives so that we can know Him. And maybe you can be that person to give hope to those who are lost. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, I thank God for putting in my life one of His servants to be my assistant. He was like the old lion showing me how to roar. Now I see myself in the mirror with love. Now I can roar with faith, love, and hope. I'm going to ask you a favor. Many of you have your cell phones with you. Can you show me your cell phones, please? I am asking you to turn the camera on, please, as a selfie. Yes, as a selfie. You know, this is a very important moment. Put it as a selfie, please. And I want you to look at yourself. Look at your eyes. Look your face. And be sincere with yourself? Do you like what you see? Do you reflect the image of our Lord Jesus? Do you see peace, patience, and the love of Jesus in your face? Do you reflect the image of the Lion of Judah? If there is something you see in your image that you do not like, I want to pray for you. Can you please close your eyes? Lord, we do not want to reflect resentment, guilt, anger, pride, insecurity, sadness. Whatever we are burdened with, we offer it to you, Lord. Help us. Please, Lord, help us forget our mortal fears of weakness, failure, and death. And we will learn to roar with the power of the Almighty. And you, Lord, you will make us whole again. In Jesus' name, amen.